Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Just In Time, I want to talk about Mary Turntime. Mary Turntime was killed in 1992, June 6th to be exactly. And as I speak with you this morning, I will be walking inside a courtroom after 20 plus years and face the killer who killed my mom. And the reason I'm down here in my hometown, Greenwood, Mississippi, is because they're trying to let him out. The Mississippi Supreme Court had an order back in 1992, once he was accused, convicted of capital murder. They resentenced him to life in prison with the possibility of parole. So in the state of Mississippi, 10-year plus is considered life. Well, that's great, but in this case, I don't know, it's very difficult, because this man took somebody who was very valuable to me. She was my mom. She was my best friend. I don't know how today is going to end. I don't know what it's going to be the verdict, but I know that, this is the first time that I had to face this just because my oldest sister, Felicia, who's no longer with us, who passed away last year due to COVID, she used to shield me from this because she used to be the one who make the drive. She used to be the one who deal with the DA. And now that she's no longer here, me and my other sister and also my brother-in-law and my wife, we're down here in Mississippi for justice, for my mom. And I don't know, you think about somebody being in prison for 20 plus years, and then you think about forgiveness, and then you think about what God wants for them. And I don't know, I have a lot of mixed emotions today. I prayed last night, I prayed this morning. Do I think he deserved to get out? I don't know. I can't answer that with a clear yes or no. But I know that my mama did never get an opportunity to see her kids grow. I know that my mom did never get an opportunity to put makeup on with her daughters. I know that my mom never got an opportunity to see her daughters date. I know my mom never got an opportunity to see her kids graduate from high school or college. See, I can go on about a lot of things that my mom didn't get the opportunity to do. And I know some people are saying, well, it's 20-something. I think it's about 29 years now since he murdered my mom. But what's funny is, it ain't even funny. What's real is that the pain is the same as if it was 29 years ago. Just the fact that I'm down here dealing with this, it just opened up old wounds, And the most important thing is to always take the raw emotions and look for the justice, whatever that justice looked like. So I'm going to go inside this courtroom today with an open mind and an open heart. And I'm going to hopefully things work out for everybody's involved. I know how my older sister feel. I know how my brother-in-law feel. I know how my family feel. Everyone say he deserves to be behind bars for the rest of his life and rot in prison. But that's may not what God have for him. So no matter what happens today at that trial, it's not in our hands. And that's the one thing I want you to understand. It's in the state hands. We're just here because we have to be representative of our mothers, but it's in the state's hand. And if the state decide that he deserves a second chance, then he's going to walk free tomorrow. He's going to walk free out of that courtroom. Now, if the state feel like he don't deserve it, then he won't walk. Someone asked me, and here's how I'm gonna start. Number one, he killed my mom's. So those emotions, and it ain't gonna never be, oh, something I say, okay, I can get over. No, he changed the course of my life. Not just mine, but also my sister's and a whole bunch of other individuals who are family members. And so for me, okay, but where I start at is saying, if this man been in prison for 29 years for murdering my mom, and now keep it in mind, the initial verdict was lethal injection. He graded out at a 64 as far as the IQ test. And you know, you have to have a 70 or above in order to be mentally retarded. And so once he got that IQ test, he was redeemed mentally retarded. And so then they had to reduce the sentence to life with possible parole. Once again, my sister shielded me because I didn't know any of this. And so I had to do my homework. And I read the transcript and I read the manual. And you know, and he don't sound like a mentally retarded dude. He sounded like he knew what the hell he was doing. And my thing is, how have he progressed in the last 29 years? Have he got his GED? Are he teaching people about the type of crimes he did? Where is he at mentally? Where is he at when it comes to progress? Do I want this guy to get out of prison? I can honestly sit here this morning and tell you guys that I don't know. I don't really know if I want this guy to get out of prison. What I do know is I drove 7 hours to get justice for my mother, who was murdered 20 plus years ago. That's very important to me as the oldest who is still living. R.I.P. to Felicia Johnson Turrentine, or Felicia Turrentine Johnson. And so today, it's going to be a day of emotions. But I ask you listeners to pray for me, because I know everything's going to work out how it should. Period. This guy, God bless his family and everybody else who say he deserves to be out and deserve to build a life. That's a tough one right there. But here's what I do know, is that I just want to make sure that me, my sister Jennifer Turrentine, my brother-in-law Anthony Johnson, we do what is right by my mom and by my older sisters. And so, like I said, my mom's meant everything. She was a great woman. She didn't deserve what she got. And all I know is that today is Judgment Day. Once again, it is out of our control. It is in the Mississippi Supreme Court control. And hopefully they do what is right and let this guy progress in prison till he's off this earth. And that way, a lot of people can continue to live their life. And because if he get out, man, I don't even want to think about that. So the one thing I'm struggling with is for the forgiveness or revenge or versus what God want, right? Or what God want for him. I need y'all to pray for me, pray for my family. We're gonna be in the courtroom today, and depending on the judgment, it's gonna depending on how we look at injustice or how we look at the Supreme Court system or how we look at any law or any government. And, you know, I know one thing, everybody, they're all humans and, you know, they just work hard to do the job. I feel like the DA, she's been very resourceful. She's been a great communicator. She's been very detailed. So I feel like she understands what she's in for tomorrow. And I just ask y'all once again to pray for us. Thank you guys for listening to me. I hope 2021 be a great year for you. No matter what, make sure you continue to practice safe social distance. Make sure you wear your mask. And make sure you be smart. This is Justin Time, reporting live from Greenwood, Mississippi. On a Monday, January the 25th. Y'all be blessed.